Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I feel like winter just came back this morning. It's kind of wet and cold out there. So
yeah, you wake up like a wet dog if you left the windows open.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like it was nice and breezy.
It was perfect.
When you went to bed, and then it was freezing cold. And I smell like I slept by a cold campfire.
Dude, there's some kind of fire going on?
Happened during the overnight. Wildfires, yeah. But the smoke blew up through here, and mm-hmm. It was blowing right in my window. And, you know, 911 was out in the metro. And I'm like, is there another building up the street for me on fire again?
Yeah.
I heard that building up on Harney that's always on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it felt like there was a fire right outside the building.
That's what they were saying on the news this morning. I couldn't smell it until I got down to this Exarban area.
I smell it right now.
You know, it's probably just in your nose.
Yeah. Once it gets in there, you're like, ooh, I can't get that smell out.
It's like one of parties. It's like a dog fart.
Yeah, like a dog fart. You almost didn't want my fart.
It's living in the linings of your nasal passages. Great.
A dog fart lives like that. Yeah. Oh, God.
Your farts don't do that. But when Pam from Humane Society comes in here, those dogs she brings in sometimes will lay an egg. And this is a hermetically sealed room for some reason when it comes to dog farts.
Mm-hmm. It just lingers.
There's just no cross breeze.
They live here.
Yeah.
You can't really crack a window in a studio.
You know, it's funny about dog farts because my smell is kind of, you know, a little screwed up because of COVID years ago. Dog farts don't smell like dog farts to me. They smell like almost like a bitter, tart, rotted like apple or something, or peach. It doesn't smell anything like a dog fart. It's
got a
bizarre
sweet tinge to
it's
it.
It's got a
like
weird,
almost like a ripeness.
Yeah, and that's how I know when my dogs have done that.
They can smell.
What's that? I can smell. What happened is that I can't smell some things, but it changed
you can
the smell.
Dog farts.
It changed the smell of what a dog fart normally smells like to you. To me, it smells like something completely different. I can tolerate a dog fart, in other words.
But there's a lot of smells you can't smell, but you can smell dog farts.
I can smell dog fart. Isn't that bizarre? And I think...
The nose picks the nose picks.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's kind of coming back because I could smell dog poop when I was picking up the other day. I could actually smell it. I was well, this is weird. This is great.
Really, just really soaking in this.
What doesn't he smell? You can smell the fire.
I could smell that fire, but not as much as you can.
How do you know?
Because I don't know. Because
I know your nose.
You said you can smell it. You said you can smell it bad. I could smell a tint of it as I pulled into Exarban.
I don't think it went as far west as you.
No, I didn't smell it at the house. I did not smell anything at the house.
You got that Westo air.
Yeah, it's cleaner.
You guys have like air fresheners.
Well, you just sit back and listen then, Mala. Yeah, we got weird filters in Westo that only produces clean, fresh smelling air.
Why was 911 down? Isn't that getting concerning?
Was a whole thing. It wasn't just Nebraska.
It was multi-states.
Yeah. Multi-states. So,
they're saying it could be wireless, sir, but they're also throwing out it's a hack. Possibly a hack.
60 Minutes did the thing last Sunday on the people who hacked Vegas last September.
Oh, did
and
they? Really?
They're local. It's a whole network of like they're as young as 14, and the higher end guys are mid 20s.
Really?
And they're all gamers, and they're all have gotten into hacking.
God, I would love.
And they've learned tricks now from the Russians. They said the Russians didn't take them serious. And now they're kind of working together, and they were behind that hack.
Okay.
Because now they're learning to get paid.
Yeah.
And now they're all just getting paid all the time. And so they're like, welcome to, these are homegrown guys, what they're saying.
Did they say they're working with Russia then, in fact, or?
They don't fully know.
Okay. God, that's scary.
You know, they're interviewing on 60 Minutes with these FBI guys that are usually, you know, dealing with the Russians. And they're like, these are like Mountain Dew sucking bubblegum chewing Mountain Dew drinkers playing Fortnite and taking a break and taking down a casino.
And getting paid.
Just to stay.
And they broke down how one of them, you know, the casinos that were stubborn and just took the hit, and then the ones that paid it.
Yeah, because you had to.
And it just completely set the lesson again. They're like, just pay it.
Yep. Just pay it and then fix it and then, yeah, get back out.
Anyway, so maybe 911 was either hacked by a hacktivist or a dog fart.
A dog fart could have affected it. We got what's trending coming up. What's up, Molly?
Uber is out with their annual lost and found list, and there are some really weird things that people leave. Big Party Show!
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Uber has come out with their eighth annual lost and found items. You know, the thing is people leave stuff in cars, taxis, Ubers, Lyfts, whatever, all
the
time.
Your phone, probably your phone, sunglasses.
Yeah, they have like the list of like the most popular things like clothing, luggage, headphones,
purse,
wallet. I mean, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, any of those things in there. I saw, I think, kind of the top of the list was like in a hairpiece or something.
Well, so that's the thing is that then they break out, like, then they're like these really unusual ones.
Weird.
Somebody left a leg once.
Oh, yeah, that's somebody did.
That's right.
This year, some of the weird stuff includes a live turtle, a toupee, a breathalyzer. I mean, I guess that's why you're taking the Uber.
Yeah, that's a practical person. They blew into their breathalyzer and were like, oop, I'm calling an Uber.
Two containers of spiders, like live spiders.
Why? Really? Oh, okay.
Uber needs to get a hobby.
Yeah. A gray tub of surgical implants. That was one where you're just like, ugh.
I mean, people are probably just hammered all the time, so they just leave stuff behind. You know, they're a hot mess.
What would a surgical implant be?
Like, I would just think it'd be like those silicone implants, right? I mean, that's what my mind went to.
Okay.
Thinking that, you know, basically, like, I don't know, how do you leave that? I mean, I guess maybe you're just otherwise occupied. One of my
favorites saying it could be on the surface, so that couldn't that be a leg?
I guess, yeah, I guess it could be a leg also.
Devices.
Surgical implant.
Or tissues that are placed inside or on the surface of the body. Like your glass eye.
Okay. You ever know anyone with a glass eye before?
Yes.
I did too.
They must have had a really good one because I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. The guy I knew, he had one and it was odd because sometimes it wouldn't be. That's how I found out. He was trying to fix it. I was like, huh? No. Yeah. Anyway.
You just cursed yourself.
It. Yeah.
It was in the wrong way or something. I don't know. It was a weird deal. But anyway, so they found a glass, or it could be a glass, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny when you read, because, you know, people can reach out via the app, you know, to say like, hey, I need this, or like, I left this in the car. Like, I love the fact that one of my favorite ones was somebody had left a leaf behind, and it was apparently very important, and they needed to get it back.
Like a leaf from a tree.
Yes. I was like, oh, boy.
The worst panic is always is people's phone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and then how do you let them know? I mean, that the thing is you turn, you know immediately. They drive away and you turn around. And you're like, oh, my phone.
Yes.
And it's the worst panic because, whenever you don't have your phone, you want to lose your mind. You're helpless.
Didn't you leave your phone
behind
once? We
don't have backup. Yeah, you have to have.
You have an iPad
or
something.
The only way I was able to do it is iPad, find my phone. But if I didn't have that access, you're screwed. Because you can go to the app right away and hit that thing. And it goes, there's a protocol.
Yeah. Okay.
It sucks. I can't believe you guys never left a phone in a cab or anywhere?
No. Only thing I've left before is a passport in one of those buses once by accident.
Remember,
that's
holding, holding your smartphone, right?
Uh-huh.
And how often drive in the backseat of a car? Like, never. Except when you're in an Uber or a cab. You know, and they got the slidey seat.
Yeah. Yeah. I always look. Like when I get out of the seat, like of the airplane, and I was with somebody once that left their laptop in the plane, and it took hours to get it back. So that's now I'm just constantly looking, like, because I don't want to go through that moment. Or what you
spent
went through.
Hours waiting?
Yeah, I was at an airport too. I was just sitting there, and that she was trying to get that whole laptop back, and I was just, and my friend that was picking me up was circling, and finally they left and came back. It was just a mess. So now I'm just like paranoid.
How were you able to contact the person?
Well, it was just her laptop. She left it in the plane, and so they wouldn't just give it to her. There's, again, this whole protocol of getting it back. So, but no, I've never left a phone or anything behind. That would be
your laptop story. Sounds shady as hell. There's a detail in there that you were like, it was a drug run, and I was cheating on my girlfriend. So that whole part of the story was blacked out in ink.
Killed somebody.
I don't want to talk about it. Yesterday, Nebraska had partial 911 outage. Douglas County officials, it's back up and running.
Yeah.
But like CenturyLink and Lumen both confirmed an outage affecting like several Nebraska counties. Wireless callers reported getting a busy signal when they tried to call 911, but we weren't the only state. It was also Nevada, South Dakota, Texas. And it's interesting, like it was different in all sorts of places. Like in Vegas, they were saying that like even if you called from a landline, you weren't getting through. And then in Texas,
so how could they all be down
exactly
at the same time?
Yeah, we all know. I mean, I have AT&T. They're just hacked. All my information's out there from AT&T. They're trying to get everybody to sign up for that protection thing. So
you see the headline and it makes you, you know, I saw it real time last night. It made you distressed. And then I thought, well, but how often do you call 911? Never.
Never.
It's just when they know that it won't be there.
I mean, that's the thing. When you are calling 911, you're calling for a very time-sensitive reason.
But like if somebody practicing, what I'm saying is somebody practicing. You know, you can take it down in multiple states.
Yes, I think they are.
And why would you want 911 to all be down at the same time? Right?
So
that
no one can call them. Yeah, because when they were talking about it this morning, they were all talking about also the hacking of the water. There's other water plants in different places that's been hacked and everything like that. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're testing.
Well, now you're going down the slippery slope of like saying Bigfoot. Yada yada.
We are
Bigfoot.
Two thoughts away from tin foil hat.
I mean, I think when it goes out in multiple states, it should be concerning.
Yes.
We locally have had all kinds of 911 issues. So if this was just a standalone in Omaha, it would be like, oh, here we're broken again. But
yeah,
when it all happens literally at the exact same time.
Because there was some state that were affected. That was the whole state. Ours was like three counties: Douglas, Washington, something else.
Chase, I think,
you know,
is another one.
It
was like all of South Dakota, but then you got to figure, like in some cases like that, isn't it just one area code? Like, I wonder if you can go.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, there's only so many cell users. Like, there's not a high population density in like a South Dakota. So I'm wondering if that somehow affects.
Listen to the Chicago snob.
No, it's true. It's like one of those things where. They just had this whole thing happen when people were doing the eclipse tourism.
You're like, you got one area code.
There were parts of Ohio that were concerned about the fact that all these people were going to be coming. They're like, we don't have the infrastructure for this much
cell data service.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we're rural. Like, we don't have
it. Well, it's all back up.
Someone says they're from the 605.
I'm from the Circle 5.
Is that South Dakota?
South Dakota. All right. 938-9400. We'll be right back. Big Party Show. 938-9400. Yeah. This song just makes me wish I had a tail.
Little Elton John.
Some ears. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe a glow stick. Molly, did you see that study about owning a cat? They're saying that it can double your chances of developing schizophrenia.
That's just as chicken or the egg. Are crazy cat people crazy first, and that's why they own cats?
I don't
really
going
to say the cat made him a crazy cat schizophrenic.
Right. They've been studying this for like 44 years, I guess, and they finally came out with it that, But the thing is also is that if you own a cat before the age of 25, you have a chance of getting schizophrenia. I don't understand. Is it the cat hair?
Well,
what
that's
is,
the thing.
What does
then
that mean?
I don't understand because I didn't own a cat. I mean, we had family pets.
Uh-huh.
Like I myself didn't have
one at 25. Right?
No. So I mean, I think they're always trying to come in hot on like I mean, this is like sponsored by Alpo dog.
Right. I was going to say, it can't be high science.
I was going to say, this has got to be an absolute smear campaign.
Schizophrenia is it? You don't catch it like a cold.
No.
No, they're saying, all right, so yeah, they're saying it's.
Is there ever outside environmental factors? I'm sure you're probably born with it.
I would think so. I would think.
And you got to get out of your 20s for the isn't a lot of the stuff, sadly?
Sometimes,
you
know, yeah.
Is it really?
They get afflicted.
It presents later.
Oh, I didn't know that.
After puberty, usually, yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, there are people, a friend of mine, they had a family member, and it was strange. It was one day they were one way,
and then
all of a sudden it slowly morphed into this, but I mean... This person was a completely, like, completely, you know, functioning person, and then it was like a light switch happened.
Yeah. I have a cousin who killed himself, and it was the greatest kid, and then he heard voices, and then killed himself.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. I'm so sorry.
Late teens to early 20s for men.
Okay.
Late 20s to early 30s for women.
Yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't present
until late. So that's what I remember
late.
Thinking, like, when you got it in your family, you're like, so when you get out of your 30s, usually you're like,
breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, hopefully you made it.
Oh, I had no idea about that.
Could you
That's
imagine
pretty crazy.
Heard voices and stuff?
Like, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't even know what to do.
You're so alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's chemical, right? Like, I mean, it's all neuropathy and chemical levels and things like that.
And
that's
cats.
What's so... And obviously cats. Not 150% of schizophrenia cases are cat owners. You're like, I don't think so.
Time to get a new doctor. You're sitting there in the doctor's office holding a cat. Doc comes in, he goes, well, let's get this started. Let's get this cat out of here.
He's got pictures of his favorite dogs on the wall. You're like, yeah, I get it. I know
he's got a horse. He's got it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought that study. It seems like they come out with this thing every year, and they do come in hot, you know, with
it. Oh, they do. They always, it's always like, oh, do you own a cat? Well, let me tell you what, their dander's gonna choke you in the night if it doesn't drive you crazy first. You're like, okay, well, I'm living, breathing proof that you can have a functioning life. Yeah.
So the scientific theory would be, is it's not that you can get a parasite that can make you more susceptible, and the parasite is from cats.
Okay.
Toxoplasmosis gondii, which cats can transmit to humans.
If you clean their litter box. So like when I was pregnant, that was one of the things. Pregnant women are not supposed to
get near that stuff, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And so that's one of the warnings. Mm. So like when you become pregnant, your OBGYN will be like, do you guys have cats? You're like, yeah. They're like, okay, Peter, time to step up. Peter's like, we have to have a conversation.
Gross. I mean, basically, the backside of a cat is a bioweapons hazard.
It is.
That's the worst part of owning an animal like that is that litter box. I had a cat for years, and I'm like, geez, this is terrible.
It is fascinating to me, like how, okay, so dogs are just regular. They're like people almost, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's something about cats. I'm like, what happens inside your body to like just absolutely toxify anything that comes
crazy.
Out?
It's crazy. It's awful. There's been times I had to throw away the litter box because it was just that bad.
Experts say don't feed your cat raw or uncooked meat. Clean the litter box daily.
Okay, scoop it out.
And wash your hands. For the love of God.
I mean, my God.
All right, we got to roll into what's trending, Molly. You don't have schizo, so okay.
Thank you. At least I hope not. I mean, I don't know.
What's
the
up?
Voices? So there are Boeing was on the hot seat yesterday in D.C., raising new concerns about some of their planes.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.